The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus departed to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. When day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles. Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon who was called a Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. And he came down with them and stood on a stretch of level ground. A great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon came to hear him to be healed of their diseases. And even those who were tormented by unclean spirits were cured. Everyone in the crowd sought to touch him because power came forth from him and he healed them all. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, we get a different account from Luke of how, and it makes more sense, I think, how Jesus eventually chose the 12 apostles. The other thing, he chose them from the large number of people who became his disciples. A disciple in those days was somebody who followed a rabbi, and Jesus was gaining quite a name for himself and becoming a famous rabbi. And so he chose the 12 apostles from them. Now also, we got to remember, among the disciples, they weren't all male. There were many, he had many, many female followers too. And they played an important part in the very early church. And that's a good thing to remember. So male and female in Jesus' time, in his opinion, were of equal standing. That's important to mention that fact, because we need to hear that. And secondly, very important for us here this morning, is the fact that he didn't choose them because they were perfect or because they had no faults. We know that every one of the apostles had major, major faults. Many of them were very, very flawed. Very, very flawed. Peter couldn't really be trusted at times. He'd say one thing, but he'd let you down the next second. Like many people. John and his brother were very ambitious and also, you know, wanted to call down thunder on people who didn't accept what they said. Matthew was a tax collector and hated by people, yet Christ chose him. So the lovely message in the Gospel this morning, God loves us in spite of our imperfections, our flaws, and our shortcomings. So we got to realize that and not be so hard on ourselves. That God loves us as we are, and our faults and our failings and our shortcomings and our sins, ultimately we'll find out at the very way we get to God, Because God never lets anything go to waste. And we see that in the gospel this morning.